Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness, I was just talking to some of our incredible audience today in the wonderful land of green up in Ireland. It was fantastic. Thank you so much for doing exactly what we want you to do. We want you to talk about it. We want you to ask questions. We want you to share episodes, all of that. And you know what? You know what's coming, right? You do know what's coming today, you incredible audience, you. And I get to say that. I say that even if I have podcast hosts on here, I'm like, okay, just got to tell you, I got the best audience ever, is that you are all functional today. So that is your mantra. I am functional. And oh, guess what? You're like, come on, crazy lady. We know your shtick. But we have Dr. Von Watts, known as Dr. Von, and he is a functional medicine doctor. And he wrote a book on functional medicine. And we are going to hear from him today, not only about what he does, but how he does. Because, you know, this is all about, this is such an easy journey when you decide to be an entrepreneur. So we're going to talk about the guts of it and the glory of it and the risk of it and the jumping off the cliff and all the good things that should inspire you to either stay on your mission. People go, it was so hard to decide to be an entrepreneur. I'm like, oh, no. You got to stay here for a while. You'll find out what hard is. But you'll also find out with joy and success and all the things that happen when you decide to go all in. So, Mr. Dr. Von Watts, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm very functional. Thank you.
Good.
So, we're in a fun mood today. So look, our audience may not know who you are. And look, I want to tell you, I was thinking about that this morning. The wonderful thing I think about just being open and putting yourselves in positions to meet people that you may not have met before, which is exactly how we met. So as you all know, because you see our social media, we were yet again at the Harvest Emmys gifting suite. And there's other vendors there doing the same thing, meeting cool people, getting out their brand, getting out their message. And there's always these great sponsor parties that happen. And you always take off during the party and go meet other people. And that is how me and Von met. And, you know, when you just meet. And you know when that conversation is going to be 3 minutes and you know when it's going to be longer. And so I'm so glad that it turned longer. And there's so much to discover when you start to meet somebody. So I'm going to encourage you to go into places that you don't normally go, even if you go by yourself. And if there's a pull towards somebody, lean in and then dig deeper, right? Dig deeper. It can turn into an incredible relationship. So now I'm going to turn the show over to you. You're going to completely run it, interview me. And and tell us a little bit about yourself and what are you doing?
Yeah, so Dr. Von Watts, obviously. I'm a functional medicine doctor, specialized in Hashimoto's, autoimmune thyroid, gut dysfunction, and detoxification. Sold my practice back in 2019, went to work for another company, 10X them in 3 years, and then they sold off to private equity. I stuck around for about a year and then kind of semi-retired, and to be candid, got bored because with, you know, when you're in this kind of this world here, your brain and research, it's just always going. And so I thought, you know what? Why don't I just go start my own supplement company? And so I decided to do that. We launched this past July, makes it a year. So we're about a year and three, four months that we launched. And, you know, it's a very competitive space, supplements. And so it's kind of talking about risk. There's a lot of risk there. And to be candid, we were in the black in the first 45 days. Because when you roll out, we have a mission. Our mission is clean products. Our mission is high absorption. And they're doctor formulated for doctors. And so that means the dosing is clinically relevant. It's not pixie dusted, as I call it, you know, so this stuff works. And when you have integrity that way and the products work, guess what? People will continue to buy your product if the product works, whether it's a supplement, regardless of what it is, they find that they have to find the value. And so that we just stick to our mission, even when it's probably more expensive for us to stick to that, because clean is not cheap. And so, but when you stick to what your root mission is, and you don't vary from that, you can't fail.
So let's stay there for a minute, because when people decide to go into it was interesting. I love to listen to behavioral psychology around marketing, and I love to because obviously this is what I do. But when you talked about going into a competitive space, let's talk a little bit about that, because nutraceuticals is like clothing. You know what I mean? There's brands everywhere. There's clean. There's say they're clean. There's things that do this. There's things that do that. And it's such a big space. Like, it's such a big space. So when you were going into that space, now, yay you obviously have a history of, data points. You were in the sector beforehand. But what would you say from a competition standpoint, competitive advantage, and even though the world is collaborative, you still have to stand out, you still have to do things. Was there anything that you did to help offset being in a competitive space? Was there something that you did differently for marketing or relied upon or?
Yeah, so we took so the previous company I was at, they were really just a doctor only brand. They didn't market direct to consumer, which it marketed directly to functional medicine doctors, which is my space, which is my world, which is I know a lot of these colleagues. So I was in that world for a while, and so I have a lot of these contacts already with these doctors. And you know as well as I do, when big conglomerates come and buy out companies, they tended to change ingredients, and so there's a loss of trust with these companies when they got bought out by private equity, or when they get sold to these big conglomerates. So we come out, but I didn't come out just to practitioners. I brought in a partner who is also a really big online influencer, Dr. Jess, on Instagram, Dr. Jess MD. I think she's around 450,000 followers. So we came out and went both direct to consumer, utilizing her popularity and following. Who, because she also is functional medicine, MD, and so really big in the health space. And then my spot on the back end with practitioners. So we kind of had a twofold front, which is really honestly what helped us launch. Because if we went just straight to practitioners, it would have taken a lot more time to build the reputation back up, get back out there. Because I'd been away from the space for about 2 years. And so people realizing that it's me, I'm back in the space. And to be candid, this last weekend, I went to my first, we've done a lot of events this year, but I did my first functional medicine event this last weekend, ran into a bunch of former colleagues, big time practitioners, big thought leaders, influencers that have huge followings online. And it was great to reconnect. And they were super excited to see what we're doing. And at the end of the day, it comes down to trust. They have to trust what you're doing. And when they trust what you're doing, it just makes things easier. And so, although our direct to retail really ramped up at the beginning, that first year, now coming into the second year, that's our kind of our steady base. But now the practitioner side is what's ramping up. And that will, as you know, I mean, that's not selling to one person. A practitioner is selling to hundreds of people. And so now we're gonna. I firmly believe we'll 10x this company just from where we're at in the next year and a half, with that model.
Well, thanks for sharing that, because I think that's important. I mean, our audience are us, that they're in it, or they're going to be in it, or they want to stay in it. And so just listening to how different people, and so it just sounded like, one of your decisions and on the alliance that the person that you chose to align with was a critical piece for you, where some people go
Absolutely.
silent and, go into silent partnership or use all the family's money or whatever it is, right? The partnership. And you also talked about events, which I met you at an event. So, myself and Carmel, who you met earlier before show, we're putting together a book that I'm doing right now on how to do trade shows, because that's just one of my fortes. But what has been the best thing for you around events? It sounds like that's part of your marketing plan. Do you want to share some of
For
the
sure.
advantages, or some of not?
Well, you know what? Let me give you just one of the hacks, because it's easy to say, "Oh, go do events in your target market." Well, of course, people are going to walk by your booth, and you're going to find customers. But The hard part is when you do events, and when you do enough events like we do, and I'm sure you do like me, you do a lot of events. When you have that event, that let's just be blunt, that sucks. You show up, it's a total bust for you, and you're like, oh my gosh, spent all this money to come out here. It's not what they said it was gonna be. It's not as busy as they said it was gonna be. And you can take one of two attitudes. You can be pissed about it, and then just like chalk up, man, we lost whatever, 5 grand this weekend for nothing. Or what I have found to be super, super successful in those moments is I go, when it's dead like that, I make it a point to go around and talk to all the other vendors, because I can say this 100% of the time when I've taken that approach and not taken the, oh, woe is me. I've taken the, okay, well, not a lot of direct to retail coming through. So let's see what these other people are selling. And I've made it a point to go talk to other vendors. What I found is that I found a number of strategic partners, people like-minded in the same space, doing things a little bit differently. That, I mean, honestly, like you and I, to be candid, like you, I walked up and I saw your book about women, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just started a women's health podcast for women between the ages of 35 and 60 that are going through that, the changes, the hormone changes and all that. I'm like, how is this is like the most synergistic boost I could possibly think of, right? And so when you take that kind of attitude, what I found is I've actually, that was one of my strategies with that company that I 10X'd in 3 years, took them for 4.9 to 50 million, 5 million to 50 million in 3 years. I built strategic partnerships within the space. And by strategic partnership, I don't mean there's not a monetary exchange. It's just, hey, I really like what you're doing. I it's integrity. It aligns with our mission. It's in the same space. I want to promote you. I want to talk about you. And you do the same. And what I did is I find like seven or eight strategic partners, and I didn't just build the partnerships with them. I then introduced them all to each other. So now we had like eight different companies within this space, all doing things a little differently or totally differently, but in the same space, all building each other up, all talking about each other, all promoting each other. And guess what? It's like the old saying goes, it is true, all boats rise with the tide. And I've seen it firsthand. And so don't let those crappy events, because you're going to have them. It's going to happen. If you do a lot of events, you're going to have crappy events. Don't let it ruin your weekend. Go find a way to make that a successful event. And the best way to do that is to go talk to vendors, because you're going to make some amazing contacts, amazing relationships. And honestly, I've even had partnerships with vendors into new ventures.
Absolutely. It's funny that you say that because I'm actually listening to, me and Carmel shot off a bunch of videos because they're going to match the chapter of the book, da da da. So I was, went for a walk yesterday and I thought, oh, I better listen to myself and, see if it's any good. And it's exactly the part that you're talking about right now was the part I was talking about was other vendors, because that's a whole other commodity that shows up at shows that you're not aware of. All right, let's go back to you, functional medicine. We were talking earlier and I love it because my past history and my long love relationship with the lymphatic system. And you were talking about organ and detoxification. And let's talk a little bit about that because we're talking about the business. We'll go back to talking a little bit about things that you do about your business. But let's talk about when, you say you're in the sector of functional medicine. People may not necessarily know exactly what that is. And when you say supplements, we get it. But there's something really special about what you've got going on right now. So why don't you expand on that a little bit? And we'll take it from there.
So functional medicine is root cause medicine. So for those that aren't familiar, you go to your doctor, you have a symptom, they give you a drug, right? Symptom drug, symptom drug. There's no healing. There's just maintaining, right? And so a functional medicine doctor heals. We go, symptom, what's causing the symptom? Let's work back up the chain until we find the actual cause, treat that, and then guess what? The symptom goes away. And so getting to the root cause, and I actually work in an even more micro space within that. I developed a system, I originally called it foundational medicine. Now I'd call it foundational wellness just because it's more of a direct-to-consumer where people can do it themselves. They don't have to necessarily have to work with a doctor. But I initially taught doctors this concept of foundational medicine. And what I tried to explain to them, because functional medicine is an individualized approach. It's no two treatments protocols are the same because you're treating the person as an individual, finding root cause. Foundational medicine is more kind of one size fits all, roughly. But what I term it is as the precursor to functional medicine. So before you just go straight into treating a patient, there's work you need to get done. And I equate it to like a farmer. A farmer doesn't just go out in the field and throw seeds because then they'd have a very unpredictable harvest, right? They go get the field ready first. And what do I mean by that? Well, in foundational wellness or medicine, the concept is all disease, with the exception of some very unique genetic disorders, but for normal, healthy people like us that suddenly become or gradually become diseased, it's caused by one thing, and it's organ dysfunction. And then organ dysfunction leads to inflammation, and then inflammation leads to chronic inflammation, which then leads to disease. So, what causes organ dysfunction? One of three things, really: nutritional deficiency, or toxins, or a combination of both. And just as a simple example, we know that if you're vitamin C deficient, you'll get scurvy. Vitamin D can cause rickets. I mean, there's an actual disease for every main essential vitamin and mineral. And then toxins cause disease and cause organ dysfunction and disruption. Like, we're getting more and more familiar with pesticides and heavy metals and molds and parasites. And I always tell people, and this is where I usually start to lose some people just for a second, because then they're like, uh-oh, here goes the woo-woo doctor, emotional toxins. And they're like, oh, emotional toxins. And I say, well, okay, well, back it up. Stress is an emotional toxin. What happens when you get overstressed? It affects the function of your adrenals, right? So emotions can also be a toxin, or unresolved PTSD, unresolved trauma. These things can all lead to that. So what I found is that when you go get the field ready first, I found actually in my practice, I'll just tell you the numbers. In my practice, when I switched to this concept, because I kind of got frustrated because I was getting I wasn't getting the same results for patients that were very, very similar. They're both Hashimoto patients, both had majority of the same symptoms and blood work. When I switched to this, after doing 4 months of this, when I would rerun blood panels, 60% of my patients' panels normalized. They never actually moved into the treatment phase or the functional medicine phase. They were good. Of the 40% that did move into the treatment phase, on average, 72% of their blood markers disappeared, which told me this: the reason I was struggling prior with certain patients is because I was chasing red herrings. I was chasing blood markers that had nothing to do with their actual underlying condition. They were just dysfunctional blood markers due to nutritional deficiency or a toxin. And so really, it really helped hone in. So my treatments went from like 8 to 12 months down to 4 to 6 months. And I'm talking Hashimoto, autoimmune thyroid, that we could get turned around in 6 months.
Wow. Thank you for explaining that. And
Yeah.
thank you for using your work as an example to that. So now that's what you that this product or these products or these supplements that you're taking to the market, where do they fall?
They fall right into that space.
Okay.
So I have different products. Actually, I have one with me in front of me here, but some other ones. So I have certain products, a couple products that help with, for those that are familiar with glutathione, it's a master antioxidant. It also, normally your body, your liver creates most of it, but it also helps for the liver to detox because your liver is your main detoxing organ and you need to be able to move stuff out. Also, it has methylated B complex, which for those that understand the importance of that, you want to have methylated B complex because there's a lot of people, about 40% of the population, have a genetic mutation called MTHFR, which means they can't utilize certain B vitamins. And the crazy thing is only 10% of that 40% are aware that they have that issue. The other product we have it's called Tutka Max. It's a bile salt. So what it does is help to improve bile flow. And the importance of that is the bile comes out of your gallbladder, not just to help break down food and fat. It also carries the toxins out of the liver into the gut so that you can get it out, you can excrete it. And so very important. So we have things that help for organ support. And then this is the coolest thing here. This thing comes out actually next Wednesday. This is called Total Tox Binder. So this actually goes in systemically and binds to heavy metals, to molds, to environmental toxins like glyphosate and other pesticides, and it will bind it, pull it out through the liver into the bile, and then get it out of the system. And as you look to see, there's a lot of issues that people deal with on a daily basis that they're being treated with medication that really, like migraines is a big one, for example. And what I found a lot of times, not all cases, but many cases, it had nothing to do with anything other than the fact that they had mold. And they're living in a home that has mold, so they're breathing in the mold. So they have mold internally, and the mold is actually causing these issues. And once we pull the mold out, suddenly they're not having migraines anymore, right? And so a lot of these toxins can cause some weird symptoms that if you have a weird symptom that your doctor can't seem
If
to
you have a
figure
weird symptom
out,
that you need, yeah.
chances are you probably have some kind of toxin that is affecting that or
I'm going to
causing it.
back up a little bit because it's probably not a new word for you, but it's certainly a new word from a consumer standpoint because I've had people ask me, what is this whole methylated, metha, like what, like vitamin B? What it, and so can you explain? Because because it's a new word, right? I mean, it's not a new word for you, but people are like, oh, you got to make sure that it's methylated. And people are like, what?
So I'll explain it like this, actually, and I'll use a thyroid example too, right? So as a regular person, like a thyroid, when I create thyroid hormone, your thyroid creates two hormones, right? It creates T4 and T3. The four and three tell you how many iodine molecules are attached. But 93% of our hormone created by the thyroid is T4, which is an inactive form, meaning your cells can't use it. So it has to be converted to an active form, which is T3. And just as an example, 60% of that happens in the liver. So it converts it from T4 to T3. And then once it turns to T3, then your cells can use it for, energy and metabolism and all sorts of things, right? Well, it's now when you come to a B vitamin, you have a couple of B vitamins, B6 and 12, that if you have this genetic condition, your body has a very difficult time methylating, by methylating meaning converting it to the active form of B6 and B12. So if you can't do that, well, when you're taking a B vitamin or a B complex, you're not utilizing those vitamins very well. And so if you're going to become deficient of B6 and B12, B12 is a big one. I think a lot of people understand B12. They go in for B12 shots for energy, right? Help with their energy. So if you have really bad energy, it could be, there's a number of things, but B12 is one of the things it can be. And so when you take a B complex that is already pre-methylated, so that means it's already in its methylated active form. Well, anybody who takes it, whether you have MTHFR or do not, as soon as you take it, your body's able to utilize it. So that's the big difference. And the numbers are this. The real numbers are 40% of the population have this genetic mutation, and only 10% of the population of that population know or are aware of it. So there's a lot of people out there taking vitamins that are doing nothing for them. All they're doing is buying really expensive pee.
Yeah, there you go. Cocktail. You have a new cocktail that you're producing. Thank you for explaining that because it just makes it
Absolutely.
so much easier. And like you said, 10%. And I would imagine that would come up in some kind of testing due to really looking for that.
Yeah, you
Okay.
can
So
do it. You can, if you're really interested, you can go and get a MTHFR genetic test. Those are pretty, actually, I think Gary Brecka is one that talks a lot about MTHFR and getting those tests, but any doctor can order that test for you.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay, you've written a book. You're on your way. It sounds like you're in your first 2 years of being in this incredible company and business. Tell us, like, not the grand scheme because you're in it, but you're in it. What are some of the things that if someone was going to step into the world of a highly competitive product world, may not necessarily have to be nutraceuticals. I mean, it could, oh my gosh, it could be the beauty industry. But what are some of the things that you have done other than you've aligned yourself with, good people? You're relying on, you're stepping back on something that you've known really well for a long time and have a reputation in. But what would you say to someone stepping out there in the world, going into a competitive space that you've come up against that you would be like, hey, this is what we did, or, there's no way around it, just jump in.
Right. Well, first off, I think everybody needs to have understand what their mission is and what why they're doing it. What's your why? You need to understand your why. Why are you even doing this? Like for me, I'm in the supplement space because I am no longer practicing as a doctor, but I still want to impact the world. I still want to impact. So that's my why. And so I can do that and I can have an actual bigger footprint by doing that with a supplement as opposed to just being in one office, right? So
Right.
regardless of what industry you're in, one, you need to know your why. Two, you need to know what your non-negotiables are within your product. And if that means the product's going to end up being a little more expensive because your non-negotiables are it's going to be organic and it's going to be clean and it's going to be, or whatever it might be, or say it's going to be 100% cotton and whatever that is, whatever your non-negotiables are, those are your non-negotiables, and you have to keep that, because then people will, then they can trust you, and when people can get trust from a brand, then they'll want to utilize it. The other thing is especially if you're coming in a competitive space, I'm a firm believer. I don't know if you ever read the book, Guerrilla Marketing. Have you ever heard of that book?
I've heard of it. Obviously,
Yeah.
that's, that world I live in. But I have not read that specific book.
Well, I haven't read a lot of these books. What I do is I like to, I go through and I skim through and I find good spots, and there's a lot of really good information from there. It's a book that it's been around for a while, but the concepts ring true. If you're coming into a competitive space and you have one lane of sales that you're going for, that's going to be difficult to get momentum. And so I'm a firm believer that if you have two, three, four, five, six, 10 different lanes to sell through, well, only if you're getting a couple sales here and a couple sales here and here and here, well, that all adds up. Those couple sales add up to a lot more sales, right? And so if you can figure out, I'm going to be in this space, I know it's competitive, where are the different lanes that I can sell through? And then get together a good marketing plan and stick to it and stick to selling all five of those lanes. And as you get going and you become more and more successful, you're probably going to pare those lanes down to the ones that are most successful. But when you're getting going, one or two sales here, one or two sales there across 10 or 20 different vectors, makes the world of difference. And it keeps you from, I'll tell you what, it'll definitely keep you from, you'll have a lot less stressful nights. But
You'll
you're going to have
not be
stressful
taking
nights.
the strips.
Yep.
Thank you for that, because it is, the more there's the more people that are coming into the world of entrepreneurship, and we know those numbers are vast. We know that, I'm a mumager, and there's a club of us, mumagers, dadagers, anagers, uncleagers, where people are coming into entrepreneurship. I'm not kidding. 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, right? I mean, you're like, have you heard of baseball? Like, go outside. You know what I mean? And they're like, no, I want to be this, I want to do this, because it's accessible and available. And so there is just way more people in space in period. There's way more people in space. There's a 12% drop of people signing up for colleges and universities. They're, stage left going into a lot, a big, strong world of entrepreneurship or partnership or what have you, in building their own. And so therefore, it's a very heavy space. And the nice reminder of why I love the non-negotiables. I know someone that's going through that right now in their business, and it happens to be clothing. And the prices are getting funky, and it's like, for them to make it, they have to go really high. Right. And then someone said, well, then go to a higher market. Like, don't think because the place that you're thinking about, or the people that have purchased previously, which is a different market than that, doesn't mean you can't move. So it is really marketing plan strategy. And then there's something about getting in and learning and getting your, sometimes the market will tell you, right?
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. I'll let you know. Most people think supplements, they go buy supplements $20, $30, $40, right? Maybe an expensive one around 50. My supplements, just to be candid, I'm in that range. Like my products, my cheapest products are the strips, and we did that deliberately to make them as affordable as we can. But even those are around like 45. The rest of my products sit between $69 and $89 for one product. And I've had people. It was funny. I was actually reading this on social media last night. It was nice because it wasn't even. It's nice when other people come in and say stuff. So someone goes, "Great products, too expensive," and then someone comes below them and says, "Well, you pay what you get for. It's not cheap to make organic and clean and this, so buy the cheap products, but you're buying crap." So it's kind of funny to somebody else come in and say it, but. At the end of the day, yeah, I didn't come in. I came not only into a competitive space, I came into competitive space at the in the high end of the competitive space, which makes it even more difficult because the cheaper you can make things, the easier you can sell them, right? And so, but like I said, those are non-negotiable. So people know when they come to our products that they're dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, allergen-free, GMO-free. You know, they know that, so they can trust that. So, you know, whereas, you know, maybe other companies, they're not going to have as much of that. And so it consists, you get the right consumer, the consumer that really, the consumer that, well, that's the thing is what consumer, who do you want? Do you want the person, the tire kicker, the one that just, do you want the Groupon consumer, the one that's waiting for the discount code to go up and then they go buy your product once? Or do you want the person who's really, truly has the mission of like getting healthy, you know, in my space? So they're willing to, they're not waiting for the coupon. They're looking for the product that they can trust that is not going to potentially cause them some kind of side effect or some kind of issue because they have sensitivities or autoimmunities. And so it's really looking at that too, is you can, as an, and I'll be honest, even in my own journey as an entrepreneur, my biggest limitation early on in entrepreneurship was what I believed I could sell. What I believed. And I said, oh, I don't know. That seems too much. I don't care. Guess what? Whenever I thought that, I could never sell that because I had already decided in my mind that I couldn't. But like I said, that's why you have to know the why. And then you have to know, you have to maintain your integrity to what you're doing and do not bend from that. Because then when you can build trust, trust is like a snowball. It goes and then people start talking about you. So, but don't, your biggest limitation is going to be your own mindset.
It is, and sometimes we think that what we would pay, like what's our level, like what's our level of a product? We make an assumption when we get into the other side of it of building a product or making a product or making it clothing or a beauty line or a jewelry line or whatever it is that are using dun 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 ethical factories, whatever the piece that's making it more of a highly prized product to take to market. Is to reach above and realize exactly there are, I mean, I've said it for years. I'm not in your sector anymore. I used to be in your sector. And I used to say to people the same thing about their business when I talk to them about their business now. It's like this body that you have is the most expensive, should be the most expensive concerned piece of real estate on your market. You know, when people used to talk about the prices, I'm like, you just went and dropped $100 at, you know, Nordstrom's for some pillows. Let's get real. Like, let's get real. You know what I mean? So, and you're probably not going to have those on your couch forever, but you're going to have this body forever. So, on
It's
that
important to
note,
you.
yeah,
Yeah.
right?
And
It's true. Go ahead and
what's
take it. I tell people that all the time. They're like, when it comes to, you know, obviously I do media and marketing advising, right? And it's like you gotta understand the cost of not knowing. You have to understand the cost of struggling in your business for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, or struggling in your body. You know, Lord forbid, right? That's a tough go to be dragging your body to your day.
Yeah, and it's just like anything else. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't have time to work out. And don't get me wrong, I've been guilty of saying that. My running joke is I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to work out. That makes 8 years in a row. You know, I like as a joke. But I mean, we all say that, but yet here we are doom scrolling for 2 hours. You know what I mean? And so I used to say the same thing when I first came into practice, because I started out just in straight chiropractic and then I moved into functional medicine. You know, it's like, you can't afford $40 a week to come get adjusted, but you spend at least that, if not more, on your Starbucks drink every morning, which is the opposite of health. So it's like, what? So it's a matter of, well, what's important to you? Is being healthy important to you? Because if it is important to you, then the people will spend the money. Or if doing, you know, whatever it is important to them, then they'll find a way to do it. But don't limit yourself in thinking what who you can sell to.
Absolutely. Well, look, there's lots more to do, and I'm sure this is going to be the only time that you're on the show. I have a lot last question for you,
Yeah.
but do you want to tell people where to hang out at? Of course, it's always in the show notes, but if someone's listening to us right now and they got a pen in their hand and they want to write down and go, I gotta call this guy, where's the best place for them to go?
So honestly, right now, if you really want to kind of learn more about what I do, I have a supplement company. It's called Aegis Formulas. It's AEGIS. And people always ask, what is that? It's actually Greek for shield. And so we're trying to shield people's health. You can go to aegisformulas.com if you're interested in looking at some of the supplements. But if you want to understand my concept that I was talking about, foundational wellness, and learn how to treat yourself, Matter of fact, the book here says the simple strategy that ends doctor dependency forever. Like, you should be able to handle a lot of your own health issues without having to run to a doctor. That's foundationalwellness.com. You go there, you can get a free a health guide, and then you send your email, and then you'll send you over to the link. Or if you just want to go straight to the book, put slash book, and you can check out the book. That goes into the whole concept. My whole goal with that book, more than anything else, isn't to, and I've told people, is to empower people to take control of their health. And I think now is the greatest time to do that, because regardless of where people sit with the whole COVID thing, the one positive that came out of COVID is people are no longer just believing whatever they hear. People are becoming more educated and going researching for themselves. And so it's a perfect time. Hey, go research for yourself. Read this book, or learn the principles in it, because if you learn the principles in it, you'd be amazed how you can take care of your health and your family's health majority of the time.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, for those of you that were not watching but listening, he held his book up, but you can go there, and we will have it in the show notes as well. So I'm going to completely change and go in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
One of my favorite powerful healing tools. I think it's been my cheapest form of therapy, and that's music. So I'm going to ask you, you're on your way to a desert island. You got one suitcase. It's you, and you're not coming back. What album are you slipping in that suitcase that when you get over there, we're going to have a record player for you that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? Either one album, one song, or one singer, and you only get one.
If I were to say one song, would be different than an album. It'd be totally different. If it was one song, it would be "Ramblin' On" by Led Zeppelin. That is my single favorite song of all time. If it was an album, there's a new artist, and most people probably don't even know who this guy is, but I can't stop listening to his entire album, like every single song, two albums straight. It's absolutely amazing. His name is Chance Pena.
Okay.
Just such a talented, just really, I mean, it really, I don't know. You know how when you listen to some music and
Yeah,
you
yeah,
just feel
yeah.
that, you feel that energy, that inspiration, like
Yep.
that guy's music. And I just found him some random way. I think he randomly showed up in a Pandora,
Yep.
thing. And, but yeah, Chance Pena, he's a
Okay.
amazing, amazing artist.
All right, well, we'll put that in. Look, what a pleasure. Learned more. I'm sure as we continue to spend time together, I'll continue to learn more. Thank you for being on Mission Accepted. And I'm just going to talk to the audience for a little bit. Look, you know by now, or if this is your first time and you don't know that you can be sitting where Vaughn is sitting, then this is really easy. If you go to devdrummond.com, there is contact buttons on all the pages. You just sit, go to the one with the podcast, listen to a podcast or two, reach out if you'd like to be sitting and sharing your passion, your message, your why, what it is that you're doing on the planet, and honestly, what it is that you've taken on that you've still continued to take on. What is the mission all about for you? We'd love to hear from you. And of course, we always have our summits where if you like to speak even longer or more or to a broader audience, then if you want to get on stage, you can just click the little button and it'll get tests and we'll have a conversation. So thank you, Vaughn, for being with us today. Any final words before we click off the air?
Thanks for having me. And for those entrepreneurs out there, just know it's a grind. But if you know your why and you maintain your integrity, you can't fail.
All right. Thank you for being with us, and we will see you again next week. And until we do, you stay well and you be groovy. Bye for now.